I gotta stretch my legs a little.
Yes.
If they want to clear off the marsh and dig a ditch, what do you say they're doing that for?
Say if you dig a ditch, from where?
You dig a ditch through the marsh to get the water out?
Oh, yeah. Just like this now. This is what got us trouble up here. I started to tell you, I'd gone before the board and complain about it because it ain't right for him to back the water up on us like this. See, he went to work, that canal takes the water from up there, from the Hopkins and stuff, all the way back. Now, Miss told me this, she's 91 years old, that her father, old man Tabby Hopkins, went to Atlanta and got the man to come down here and find out, because they're right at the river, but the water won't go that way, come this way. See? And they had a ditch right through there on the other side of it, that trailer on the other side of that house. That ditch come all the way from through here and then come on through and go on and go into that big gully. And after Mr. bought that place over there, well, he went to work and took a drag line and cut off that drain and make a fish pond. Well, that water don't like but that much right now crossing that hard road on the back. You see, with all that keeping the water back up here on us, keep that pond full, and that thing breeds mosquitoes, and then it won't let the water run off. See, well, I told Mr. year before last, I think, when he first put the thing up there. And he said, I'd tell him about it. He said, okay, well, I went by there, and I seen the thing pretty well dry. Well, we ain't been having no water. But now he's holding that water up there. And if they don't do something about it, I'm going to try to find out who's the state man. He cut that thing loose. No, don't do that. Now, the man that been over there, I forgot his name now, I'm looking at him. But anyway, he had one there about biggest for me to that house, a little bigger. But his own, he had it on the hill. And the overflow would run into that gully. He didn't interfere the water from going out because he didn't cut off the canal. Well, this man went to work and made an embankment and then cut off the canal. Well, he must have got an outlet there, but he got a way of shutting it up.
Gully, does that have a stream running in it, or does it just have water when it's been raining or something?
Just when it's raining. Just when it's raining.
What about the kind of ditch that the stream would cut in the ground?
What
does
kind
you have
of...
a name for that if the stream's gone along? And it cuts a ditch by itself, and but the stream's there all the time.
Oh, well, now, whenever you find that is, if it's a high enough place over yonder, if there's a lot of water over yonder, it's going to take that lowest side. Mm-hmm. And that lowest side will eventually, it'll cut a way of its own. You see, and it'll keep going until it gets down to a certain depth, and then it'll stop.
Do you have any name for it? It'd be like a gully, but it would have a stream running in it. Do you have a name for that kind of cut in the ground?
No. No name for that.
Let's see,